Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you found this podcast. We have so many fun, cool, exciting episodes. Well over 120 episodes. So once you're done listening here to today's episode, feel free to go and listen to the other episodes that we have listed on our podcast, okay? Thank you again for joining us. Sit back, relax, and let's have some fun. If you are a regular listener, I truly appreciate you reconnecting with me, and thank you so much for returning. You already know the drill, okay? Grab your Listen and Learn notebook if you have it, your Listen and Learn journal. If you are a new listener and you don't have a journal, the link to it is in the show notes. So if you're too young to order it, connect with your parents. They can access it on Amazon if you like one. If you don't like one, that's quite all right too. Grab your favorite notebook or your favorite journal, some paper and a pen or a crayon, marker, pencil, whatever you like to write with. And let's get ready to take some notes. New listeners, notes are so important. They're really vital to our day-to-day learning, day-to-day activities. And I just really like you all to keep up with what we talk about on the podcast in a notebook so you have everything in place. So when you need to go back and reference it, you have it there and you can see what you need to do. If it's all about making great choices, or if you're unsure about what a not so great choice is, you can take notes on what that looks like, and reference that as well. Now, all that said, let's just jump right into the party, okay, guys? Today, we are going to be talking about organization, so let's get organized, guys. Now, this is a parent request. A couple of parents requested this, as a matter of fact. They were like, Miss Cynthia, can you please talk to our kiddos about organization and what that looks like? And I was like, absolutely. I know a lot of you all, especially my kiddos that I see in person, my teens, my tweens, my young adults even, have been working on this very, very specific topic, okay? And have been working hard on it as well. So I just want to share a few tips about organization, what it looks like, why it is important, how we can get better at it, and how it is really, really, really a great skill to have, especially if you do work or at school or you go to work if you are a young adult. So let's talk about it, okay? So I want you to be sure that you're taking some nice, neat notes, or if you want to do quick notes, that's perfectly fine too, okay? So the number one thing that I would say when we're talking about organization is being aware of the time, okay? So we have a whole segment, a whole series about being aware and what that looks like. Normally I'm saying be aware of your surroundings, be aware of things around you, be aware of people and their emotions, and those things are all important. That's why we talked about them, but it's important to be aware of time. So if you know you have to go to school, or your bus comes, if you know your bus comes at 7:32 and you have to be on the bus because that's your mode of transportation to school, you think it's a good idea to wait until 7:22 to start doing your morning routine, like getting up, making your bed, brushing your teeth, washing your face, getting dressed, all these things, having breakfast. By that time, it's going to be 7:42 and you probably will miss your bus, I'm sure, right? So, be aware of the time. so that you are on time. If I'm traveling somewhere or going to someone's home or going to my office or there's an important meeting that I have to attend at a school, I like to give myself additional time. Normally it's about 30 minutes extra of travel time so that I could get there on time, okay? And really get there early, not even on time, get there early so that I could be on time. So think about that, okay? Some of the ways that I'm aware of time, and I want you all to take note of these, please, is I have a clock that I can look at on the wall. Some people wear a watch, right? There's a clock or a timer on your phone if you have a cell phone. So those things are really important too. I also keep a calendar, an agenda that has everything, guys. Everything that I have to do, and I plan it out by month, and then I break it down by week, and then I break it down by day, and then I break it down by time so that I am not late to anything, okay? And this is something that I want you all to start practicing. Get this thing in place. Get that calendar. Know what day it is, okay? Because that's important too. In your agendas at school, mark those days off. Once that day is over with and you're done and you have completed the task of that day, mark it off because you don't have to visit it anymore, okay? So be aware of that time. Be aware of the day and set yourself up for success. Don't give yourself so much work to do in a day. I know it's difficult sometimes, or it could be difficult sometimes because there's an overload of schoolwork. I get that a lot from many of the students that I work with. They say, you know what? We have so much work in this class, too many tests in this class, but it's all about that organization. So lay everything out where you can see it and then tackle each thing one at a time and make it fun. Be like, hey, I just finished my social studies study guide or my science study guide, and now I am all set and I can relax. And I'll study for the test as soon as I relax a little bit. So taking breaks in between those heavy things that you have to do is important because it allows your brain to recharge, just like we would recharge our computers, just like we would recharge our cell phones. It's important for our brains to recharge as well. So that's one way to be organized when it comes to tasks and things that you have to do, okay? So beware of that time. The second thing that's important to know, and this is surrounding when you need to be organized in your bedroom or in your book bag or in your desk at school. Everything has its proper place, okay? And this is a fun one. Now say it with me, guys. Everything has its proper place. One more time. Everything has its proper place. And what that means is, am I going to put my headphones in the refrigerator? I hope you said no. If you said no, way to go. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put my headphones on my desk, okay? Am I going to put a huge cake in my office on my desk? Well, I guess I could if it was a celebration, but the answer is no. So if you said no, that's correct. No, I'm not going to put a cake on my desk, probably because I would eat it all. But I'm not going to put it there because that's not where it belongs. It belongs in the kitchen or it belongs in the refrigerator. So it's easier to stay organized when you put things that you use back where they belong. If you take your pencil box out of your desk at school, once you're done with it, put it back. Even better, grab a pencil out of it, put it back, and then when you're ready, guess what? This is a kicker. When you're ready for it again, or when you're ready to put that pencil away, take the pencil box out of your desk and put the pencil back inside. Super, super, super easy, easy, easy tip, okay? Your laundry, put those things where they belong. assign a space for your stuffed animals to go. And it's okay to have things in different places. That's okay. But the more orderly your room is, the more orderly your book bag is, the more orderly your locker is at school or your desk is at school, it really, really, really makes a difference when it comes to how orderly your thoughts are. Because you don't have a cluttered space in your mind because your things are organized, okay? So keep that in mind as well. And it just feels good when your things are in place and things are neat and things are clean, okay? Another thing, the third tip that I can give you guys is make a simple list, okay? And sometimes it could be hard to juggle home life and school life and extracurricular activity life. So I like to say make a list. Remember, keep those things orderly, keep them organized, and don't overwhelm yourself, okay? So if you know you have three things to study for, use that time in your schedule. Find time in your schedule to study them, take a break, do your extracurricular, and come home and relax, right? So the three things that I would put on the list is study, do your study guides, okay? Because that's a big one. Do your extracurricular, because that's a big one. Come home and relax, okay? When you're making a list, let's not put 25 things on the list. That's not a good idea, because then that makes us go back to being overwhelmed. I would say put between 3 and 5 things on there that aren't weighted very heavily, okay? So put those 3 to 5 things on, and then be sure you are making time for a break. So add some break time in, because breaks are so important for our mental well-being and for our minds to rest. The same way that our bodies need to rest and we physically need to rest, our minds need to do the same. Just imagine that. I do. When I know my mind is tired, I imagine my mind just laying on a pillow, my brain just laying on a pillow and just relaxing. And when I think about that, it puts me in a nice, cool, calming space. And that makes me want to go lay down and take a break. And that's exactly what I do. And when I wake up, I feel refreshed, okay? Speaking of this list we just made and we're talking about, the fourth tip that I have to suggest is that once you're done with those tasks, check them off, okay? So if you have completed study guide, go ahead, grab a pencil, marker, eraser, whatever you want to do, and go check, I'm done. If you want to put an X on it, make an X and say, I'm done. And then that way you're done and you see that you are achieving and accomplishing these tasks. And that really makes you feel good as well. That also makes you motivated as well, okay? So it makes you motivated to want to do something else. Well, what's that next thing on the list? Boop, check that off, okay? So be sure that you are checking things off, and then once it is complete, that makes you feel good. Take it to your parents and show them, hey mom, hey dad, look what I did. I completed my chore list. I completed my list for today. I completed my task list, and I feel very organized about that, okay? So that's a huge one. Now, this one is probably more important than all of the other ones on the list, and this is the fifth and final tip. It is have fun, okay? Have fun, you all. Have fun in all that you do. Make it fun so that you don't feel like it's a major burden that you're having to get this work done. Make it fun. Try your best to put on a smile. I know and I understand that, you know, having all these courses at school, having all this homework at school, it's no fun. I get it. Some of you might enjoy it, and that's great, and I applaud you for that. But for those of you who may have learning differences or learning challenges and are struggling to try to figure out how to be organized, you just put one thing on your list at a time, okay? Just one or two things at the most. And once you accomplish those and you're accomplished and you feel comfortable that you've mastered those skills, go ahead and add something else, okay? This is all about setting yourself up for success. We don't want to set ourselves up for failure. I want you to set yourself up for success, okay? And with you doing that, that makes you stronger in all that you do. And of course, it will make you more organized. So thank you all for listening. I hope you all enjoyed. This was a little bit lengthier conversation that we have had on most of our days, and that's perfectly fine. I'm glad you're here. Do your best. Remember, you can pause this episode throughout the course of the recording and just take your notes. So pause it, take your notes, unpause it, start back listening and writing. However you like to do and whatever is best for you, okay? So thank you all for tuning in. Parents, thank you for having your kiddos tune in. I'm pretty sure that this is going to be one of you guys' top episodes that you're going to have your children listening to, right? And that is perfectly fine. Continue to be encouraging to them. I'm thinking about you all, that you all have the strength to be able to work with them throughout the day, and that all will be well. And I'm just so excited to continue to move forward. Thank you. I have to say thank you for keeping us at number one on Good Pods for kids and family and education for kids as well. I just truly appreciate you all listening. Wherever you are, if you need to connect with me, you can at the website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And you can email me there if you want to set up your free consultation. It's a 30-minute consultation by phone. And I just connect with you and talk with you about what it is I do, my background, my passion for listen and learn and working with children all across the globe. And I ask you to do the same. Share with me about your kiddo, your family, and we can work together to make them even greater than they already are, okay? Our locations for our offices are in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri, and also Kennesaw, Georgia. And for the virtual platform, I can see kids in any state across the globe, any country even across the globe. So feel free to connect with me at the email address so that you can get your consultation set up, get more information about our program, and we'll go from there. I'm not always in Georgia, and I'm not always in Kennesaw. I am mostly in Kennesaw, but I'm not always in Georgia, and I'm not always in Missouri. So feel free to connect with me by email to be sure that you're connecting with me in the right state, okay? That's super important. Lastly, of course, you can connect with us on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon, Alexa, wherever you listen to your podcast, your favorite podcast. We are there, okay? And Facebook, facebook.com/listenandlearnllc, Kennesaw, GA. That is where we have our fun photos and videos and all the great things of our kiddos in action. So be sure that you're connected with us there as well. And as I always say, please like our page. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.